Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and we are on location at the one and only Mike Logan's house.
Hey.
How you doing, Mike Logan?
I'm pretty good. I got my friends over.
That's awesome. We are here for what I like to call Moe's greatest hits. It is Survivor Series Moe's Sunday. He has had, what is it, 3 years reigning?
At least two.
You were perfect, perfect card last year predicted. Yep. So, so he is the Undertaker of this deal here. So
a streak.
I think we're going to have a dedication to him later on the show and everything. But we got all kinds of people here. Robert Space Force, you're here.
Hola.
How you been?
Oh, been all right. You know, just going through the vid and staying in my house.
Staying away what everybody's
people.
Doing.
I thought you were saying you have COVID. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, well, guess who I'm hanging out with for the next 2 weeks?
Abbreviation for video game.
I'm like, video.
Man, I wish I can't get my hands on a damn PS5 to save my life.
No, nobody can. I've been checking Best Buy, GameStop,
I really want to
everywhere.
Get my hands on. I wonder what the controller feels like.
It's supposed to be sexy.
I've heard it's awesome.
That haptic feedback.
But what is there even to play on it right now?
Spider-Man, Miles Morales, 2K21,
Assassin's Creed
Valhalla, and then the fucking that Astro's Playroom.
Demo game. What about that Cyberpunk 2077?
That's
isn't
December
that
15th.
Okay, that's coming soon.
It's on everything.
You can get it on PS4.
But
Xbox One.
Like, Xboxes aren't, for some reason, not as scarce.
No, you can't get an Xbox either.
The Xbox doesn't look that great compared to the PS5. I mean, one of those systems looks way better than the other.
I mean, they fully ran into the joke about it being a fridge and made a fridge.
I hear it's huge. I hear that the PS5 is just like...
It's like this tall.
It's ridiculous.
I have to like buy a new shelf. it's gonna be a load-bearing video game system. But back to what we're here for, you guys. Survivor Series. And I gotta tell you, I've been binge-watched 3 weeks of wrestling in 2 days.
Wow.
And now I got this twitch that I can't stop doing because, let me tell you, the product hasn't been great, but we got through it. And I just want to talk about this Battle Royal they're having.
Participants
to be announced. So I don't know who the fuck's in
it. I'm surprised to hear you veer off your statement of the product's never been better because you're a shareholder.
As a stockholder.
As a stockholder, I still watch the product. That's my unofficial opinion. That was the first one. My official opinion is it's never been better. It's going to be the best Survivor Series ever.
Historic is what they keep calling it.
Yes.
Man, the Battle Royal is going to be interesting. They could go the route that everybody would unanimously hate and have Lars Sullivan win it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Why would they?
Did you take Lars?
No. I took Big E.
I took Big E as well.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
Big E's the good choice. They could also go.
Or Ali's the good choice.
I was going
to
say.
Retribution has not had a W since they came to WWE.
Yeah. They did have one.
They won that tag match this past Monday.
But yeah,
did they get like destroyed afterward though?
No,
this past Monday.
They were standing tall. They beat the Hurt Business.
They could go the Ali route, but. Those three, in my opinion, are the only viable options.
They really are, yeah. Because what Seth Rollins isn't doing anything, is he?
He's not in the Survivor Series, is he? He's in the match.
He's on the team. But, yeah, he's also getting ready to, you know, go away for a while and be with his pregnant wife.
Well, they just ended that whole feud with Murphy.
Yeah.
Well, now, that had a happy ending, and this could possibly not end bad for Murphy and Aaliyah, could it? Like
it's gonna end. They're not gonna end up getting married. That's for sure.
No, I disagree. I'm seeing a new McMahon Helmsley era with them. They're gonna break off from the Mysterio family and be like, "No, Dad, I love him." And be like, "You can't marry him," and she's gonna do it in Vegas. Mysterio's gonna join with Triple H. Nobody's gonna see it coming. King Corbin's gonna join with him.
I mean,
it is the land of stables right now. Like. Retribution, the Hurt Business.
Have we gotten anybody announced for the Battle Royal or just like the whole
No, thing? I tried to look it up online. I clicked on the TBA and it goes to be announced. And I'm like, that's not helpful.
TBA.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, damn it. And I go, did you mean TBD? No. So I don't know, but TBA is apparently winning this Battle Royal. All the picks in Vegas right now. But all right. But yeah, most people picked Big E. Some people said Lars. And then he said
Ali, which actually is a good choice.
All right. All right, moving on to the actual event. Let's talk about the men's Survivor Series match. Mo, Team Raw, Team SmackDown. Team Raw is AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Sheamus Braun Strowman and Riddle, because he lost his first name. We don't know where to find it.
You know,
same with Buddy. Yeah.
You know, Vince McMahon and Nate.
Hey, Buddy, yeah. Get out of my face.
Yeah, it's better than Shorty G.
Daniel Bryanson. No.
I know. What is his name now? Did they change it again?
Shorty G?
He's back to Gable.
On TV again.
He's Gable. Gable now. No, he's kind of Otis's mouthpiece now.
Yeah,
which is weird.
But he's got this evil, like, maniacal
thing. Yeah, but why does Otis need a mouthpiece?
Like, because you can't go, oh yeah, and like, yeah,
it's been working so far.
Also, Otis is like perfect to turn on because he's so like gullible. And
no, that's what.
Also, why did Gable as a mouthpiece?
I know. Yeah,
I think he just trusts him. They're showing what Otis as kind of like gullible and
they don't trust. They don't trust Gable to let him wear pants.
Look, it's an old man in his delusional years. They're just trying to let him do what he wants before he dies.
Yeah, and also it's just like a loose end to tie up. I mean, there's not a lot of people to go in that little mid card role.
Like Vince McMahon is the oldest Make a Wish kid.
Damn! Shots fired! Damn!
You give Make a Wish kid $1 billion.
And Team SmackDown: Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Seth Rollins, and Otis. Oh yeah,
that's a weird team.
Yeah, I got Team Raw because AJ Styles is their captain.
Yeah, the Raw team is pretty stacked.
Yeah, Braun Strowman eliminated more guys in a Survivor Series match. He tied the record.
Yeah, and how they're going to handle Braun is
Riddle's been on fire.
Braun and Sheamus are going to have their thing, and that's going to cause those two to be eliminated.
I think they're leaning towards a feud between Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. I just want to point that out.
Well, Drew did get his garments from Sheamus right before he won the title and everything.
Sword. I think that's setting something up for a couple months from now. Or remember when I gave you that sword?
Yeah,
you had a badass intro.
Well, I think at one point Drew said that when he wins the title back, he would give Sheamus a title shot. He was first in line. I think he actually ended up saying that at one point. So I think he's buttering him up, and he's going to be like, "You said I would be the first guy to take a shot."
Yeah, I can see it like kind of starting as like an honorable thing and then turning in.
I finally brought this.
You brought your house shoes. Nice.
You said, I was like, I'm wearing my goddamn slippers. Just kidding.
Yeah, I think Keith Lee stands a good chance of being the last survivor.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, especially after the Royal Rumble last year.
Either Keith Lee or AJ because of his new bodyguard.
Oh, he speaks English. Did you know that?
I did.
AJ did it. We found out on Raw.
Which, that's great for, like, the southern guy. Like, oh, he doesn't realize that tall black people can speak English.
I thought that was in poor taste, too.
That was very poor taste.
He also believes the earth is flat. So.
He does. He is a flat earther. Really? Yeah, he's a flat earther.
A guy who can literally fly through the air.
doesn't understand it.
No, he doesn't believe that. He thinks it's just a definite possibility.
It seems like a bit, too.
He can carry Irving.
So he got Raw or SmackDown?
Oh, I've got Team Raw.
Team Raw? Raw or SmackDown?
I realized I got mine backwards in the chat, so I got to switch mine. Because I meant to pick Raw for the men's and SmackDown for the women.
Okay.
So I pick Team Raw for the men's.
Okay.
And I think AJ Styles will be the last one. The last, the winner.
We're standing tall. Devin, you're here. Team Raw? All right.
Oh, the kickoff show is going on right now. What match is on the kickoff? The Battle Royal?
The Battle Royal. Just the Battle Royal. Hey, Mo, who did you pick? Did you have Team Raw or Team SmackDown? Seeing how you're the Team Raw? Okay, I'm 1-1 with Mo here. I like my chances.
I think I also put on the
I'm trying to run parallel with
him. I'm not that confident this year.
You did.
Wait, did you pick Big E?
I picked Team Raw. I did.
I think then we're all three the same.
All right, groovy. All right. Well, we are six-way champions right now. And I'll be six-way champions again, damn it. All right, moving on from that. The women's Survivor Series match. Team Raw, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Lana, Lacey Evans, and Peyton Royce. And then Team SmackDown is Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Bayley, and Natalya. And the question on everybody's mind, is Lana going through another table tonight?
Hear me out. I think Lana's going to be the last woman standing.
Really? This will be number 10.
This is gonna be her.
She's been through 9 tables. Survivor Series is number 10. I'm counting.
Right now, Lana's putting Nia Jax through a table.
No, how? How
See, what would happen?
Something's going to happen. Yeah, I don't know, but Lana's putting Nia Jax through
if
a table.
If Lana would have tried to do that, somehow Nia would injure two more people.
Exactly.
I don't know how.
The table would explode and somebody in the eye.
Michael pulls out a commentary forever.
But yeah, hear me. Lana's going to be the last woman standing.
I think Lana's going to be the last woman standing too.
Really?
Because the way they keep bullying her on Raw, they're just building it up to the point where
But they, you know what's you know what Vince loves more than the feel good like underdog story?
Blonde women with big boobs. Well, that's Lana.
He does love burying the fuck out of people.
Burying his face in the pit by the boat. Puppy, still like to know.
I could see Lana being the last woman standing, but I think this is going to be the Bianca Belair show.
That's what I was
all smacked out.
You think it's all EST all day?
They seem like they're pushing her pretty hard. They need somebody else to be in the main event.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you can have Carmella and Sasha Banks do their program, and then you build to Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Carmella will never be in the top. Never be a main.
No, she's not an extreme push wrestler.
She's already been.
She's a B plus.
But yeah. I'm saying, like, you get how
Tommy when they Dreamer was a champion too.
Exactly. No, he wasn't. Yeah, so that doesn't count. Yeah, he was an ECW champion. That's not a belt. Nobody got paid for that belt.
Jack Swagger was also an ECW champion.
Nobody remembers that.
But no, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's like always Asuka, always Bayley, always Sasha Banks. So yeah. Just go back and forth with them. Then when
until Charlotte and Becky come back.
And then how many times did Charlotte and Sasha Banks pass it back and forth?
They hot potatoed the shit out of
I think stuff. Bianca Belair is the only one who has like potential like big stars.
Fair.
More so than the rest of these people. Right. Ruby Riott, obviously, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce got thrown into this because it was supposed to be
Mandy and Dana, but then like
I liked Mandy and Dana. They were coming out just showing off their guns, and yeah. I was all about that.
What
was
started their gimmick? On Peyton and Lacey.
Were blonde and strong. Was that the gimmick? Blonde and strong.
And Batista approves.
And Batista.
Say no more, Vince.
A question, A-plot. How big is Dave Batista's dick?
Are we talking inches, centimeters? Are we talking diameter? What are we talking here?
Let's go girth.
Girth?
4 inches. I know this for a fact.
He's seen it.
It's probably 3.8, but we'll call it 4. All right.
Mo, who do you have? Team Raw or Team SmackDown?
I think I put Team SmackDown.
Team SmackDown for the women?
Because, Devin? Bianca.
I mean, ST, baby.
Lana.
Yeah.
No, those are the only two real, like, I don't see, like, Bayley's Soul Survivors.
I can see Nia and Shayna standing tall. They've been really pushing them as bad as
Bayley's going to be screwed by something.
Yeah, but I can also see them blowing up at some point and having.
That's true.
That's true, too.
And I mean,
you know, Baszler's going to get.
They may eliminate Lana through an announce table so she can't even continue the match or something. Like, there's a lot of stuff that
classic
can happen.
WWE, the biggest person is going to win, it would be Nia Jax. Because she's like the only.
See,
the only
Lana's going to go through a table, and then she's going to be out like the whole thing and then come in and win it. That's.
With like a roll up?
Booked. Yep.
No, that is.
The most devastating move in all of
her. There
would have to be a roll up on someone like Bayley, because if you do it to Bianca Belair, you just killed her push.
Yeah, and I don't think they're.
She looks.
They're
trying to. She looks so stupid.
You can do it to Natalia. It's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She'll do another job.
She's a heart.
All right.
Yeah. And Survivor Series. Exactly.
All right, guys. Let's move on to the mid card. The United States Champion versus the Intercontinental Champion. Bobby Lashley representing Raw. Sami Zayn representing SmackDown.
It's got to be Bobby. Right?
I'm going Sammy, then.
I would say Bobby.
Sammy.
Yeah. Unless they're trying to swerve us with Sammy.
I think it's going to be Sammy because Bobby's got all that shit with Retribution.
Yeah.
But he's also got the Hurt Business with him, though. Mm-hmm. Sammy's got no backup.
Dude, Sami Zayn can't afford to lose this match. Hurt Business can't afford to lose because they're the Hurt Business.
Like, that makes sense, but this wouldn't be the first time they buried Sami Zayn.
Hey, last I checked, Sami Zayn's still friends with Cesaro and Shinsuke.
I'm a fan of Sami Zayn. That's the only reason I picked him. I didn't have any logic behind it. I like his new haircut. I like the camouflage green he wears.
You love Che Guevara Sami Zayn.
I like what they say.
He looks like he belongs on MASH. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, when Xavier Woods said he looks like a divorced dad.
Sammy's been losing a lot, so it does more for Sammy if he wins, and doesn't really hurt Bobby at all if he loses.
Nothing ever hurts Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley can lose to everybody and still look stronger than everybody.
You know why? Because he looks stronger than everybody.
You can never not think he's intimidating.
He looks the same now as he did his first WWE run 20 years ago.
I'm officially concerned. This is the first one me and Mo didn't have eye to eye on, and he seems really calm. He says, it has to be Bobby Lashley, and I go, oh no.
It's okay. Everyone can pick Bobby except me. And it just is, like WrestleMania with the Iconics, I win.
I did too.
I picked Bobby.
Yeah. No, it's the Mo meter. We'll figure it out. We'll get there. All right. Let's talk about the tag team match tonight. The New Day taking on Street Profits.
Street Profits. You mean versus Montez Ford?
Established versus Montez.
Street Profits is coming up.
I think both.
I got Street Profits all day here. I think this was the easiest pick on the thing. Yeah. Street Profits.
Did I pick New Day?
I think
for me, Street Profits is the only guaranteed pick.
Street Profits have been calling their shot on SmackDown. They're like, we're gonna beat the New Day.
And New Day's trying to put them over, like Big E doing promos with them and whatever.
That was such a good promo.
That was cool.
New Day had a great match on SmackDown.
Did you see how giddy Montez Ford looked watching Big E do the
He was
like, that was great. So excited. That was great.
He put a lot of sauce in
there. No, he did. He was set up from his nuts.
Next time you watch it, look at Montez Ford's face, because he's literally watching Big E with like that, oh my God, he's doing it.
He's doing
it. Child's eyes lit up. Montez Ford is just great. Let's just put that out there.
Human highlight reel, I believe.
Oh, he's definitely the Shawn Michaels.
Did we just talk you into switching to Street Profits?
No, I was back and forth between the two. I won't lie. Because it's like...
New Day is the more established team.
Somebody get this man some bootios.
Well, it makes sense why the New Day would go over. It makes perfect sense why you do it. However, I do see the flip side of that coin, which is you've got the young, up-and-coming team versus the established team. You might as well have the established team put them over. Yeah. But
and I feel like the New Day could put them over while still winning.
Street Profits here because SmackDown needs a win.
We'll see how the
Raw is going to win the front end of this. SmackDown's going to win the bottom end of it.
I just wish there was only one tag team division because there's only enough teams for one division.
No, honestly, like I don't know who sent that top 10 tag team thing, but I'm like, I was thinking about it. I'm like,
was that Dave Meltzer?
That's PWI.
Oh, yeah.
He might as well.
Also,
Dave Meltzer. No, he would have picked us.
No,
there definitely would have
been Young Bucks would have been two. PWI also takes into account kayfabe and stuff like that. So, like, if you're a strong promo.
I know. Best Friends were on there, and I'm all like, what the hell? That's the only reason I watch AEW is for the Best Friends.
A strong promo will put you higher on that list and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, it also wouldn't surprise me if the Young Bucks not being on that list is a work.
Just to get...
They'll be all like, oh, no, you fucking did it.
They're like, oh, we didn't make the top 10 boy the best in the world.
Chip on our shoulder.
You know what pisses me off? That they really were the best.
Like FTR,
how much they were bitching about how they weren't getting shot. I was like, they must really be the best. No. And then when I watched them, I'm like, they're pretty average, right?
But they're supposed to be the classic wrestlers.
I like them. With Tully, I like them.
Yeah.
It makes more sense. Like
they seem more important in AEW.
They definitely do.
You know where they
seem
really important? NXT.
Yeah, and it was like a beautiful like connecting thing because there was like 3 years ago the Young Bucks were doing Fuck the Revival like as a bit.
Four years ago.
And then all of a sudden they become Fuck the, whatever.
Yeah. We are actually FTR.
Which what does it even stand for like
they
in,
said it
in
stands
K-fabe?
For like what like just whatever happens what, to me.
Yeah.
I think when they were in WWE it was Free the Revival, I think is what they were using it as. The Revival themselves.
One thing they threw out there was Forever the Revolution.
For the Revolution. I think that's what I've heard.
Yeah. I thought it was Forget the Revival because I can never remember their names. Like it's
Cash
it's
and Dash.
Haywood and Hugo, I think.
Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler.
And
great
Tito.
Names.
Tito's
great
the one,
names.
I think they still should have, because they were doing that thing when they came in about like nobody follows the rules here, and they should have done like a really like strict
FTR follow
with,
the rules
with Young Bucks. We're like, you got to hold on to the thing, 5 seconds, whatever. Because that was like their whole gimmick first.
They wrestled the Young Bucks style match, and I was done. Yeah. I'm done with that.
But did you see that he what's his name did the flip and then lost it?
Yeah,
that was
so
cool.
That's why it's gonna build to a trilogy.
Yeah, because Mill flips Jeff's fist and he tries to do a 450 splash and then loses the match,
which is crazy that he can even.
I did
it.
See that. I did see that. Okay. Yeah, no flips, dumbass. It's your test phrase.
Yeah,
they're
gonna
be like, "Yeah, we don't do flips."
Yeah, they've got to break up after that.
Did you guys watch Raw the heavyweight title change between Drew and Randy?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you like it?
I like
that. That was good. That table spot, Randy Orton getting all busted up.
What happened there? How did he get so cut off?
Did you remember
he, like, split in three? I think or something.
Do you remember Bob Holly getting cut up like that on ECW back in the day? It's the metal part of the table, like the wood moves. And then that'll gash you real bad.
Yeah,
is what that is.
Is there a battle for who's younger or who looks younger?
Well, I'm 19. So
oh shit! All right.
No, your mustache is too right,
for 19 year old. I'm 35 going on 12 right now. So I'm 35 going on 12. Fart jokes and what.
I'm just hoping that with Drew, 5 years ago, and then you were like, they don't take the belt off him right away. With Drew, now they won. I hope they keep it for a while. And then I don't care.
Then I turned around and then I was like,
yes, we'll get Edge versus Randy Orton at Mania probably. I don't think you need the belt for that.
This just in, the 24/7 championship change hands.
The 24/7.
It was true. Who won it?
The gobbledygooker. Dressed
as a turkey. Kill me now. Kill me now.
This just happened for two full.
Yep.
Kill me now.
Yep.
That means they hired one fan as a writer.
That means we missed the best moment of the
night. We got two matches left.
What else are we gonna see?
All right. Coming up next, Asuka versus Sasha Banks, champion versus champion.
Asuka.
Nobody's ready for Asuka. All right.
Carmella's getting involved.
Yeah, certainly Sasha Banks is. Yeah, Carmella will watch it.
And then the main event, as far as I'm concerned, of the evening, Drew McIntyre versus the head of the table, Roman Reigns,
Tribal Chief,
your Universal Heavyweight One and Only Champion. I am drinking that Kool-Aid.
He doesn't take advice from anybody else.
Oh, champion, my champion. I will follow him. And
don't punch me in the face,
Tribal Chief. Did anyone pick Drew?
I did not see any Drew McIntyre.
No, I picked Roman.
Mo, who did you have?
Oh, don't botch it now,
Rob.
Well,
wouldn't this be bad?
Before Monday night, I was like, oh, Roman's got to go up.
Sure.
But I think it's got to be Drew. It's got to be Drew.
You're going Drew? All right.
I think there's going to be some kind of...
Did you have Roman or did you have Drew?
I have Drew.
You two both had Drew.
I have Drew, yeah. Again, I think Roman can afford to lose, though.
Right. Drew's a WWE champion.
Secondary champion is what Roman called him.
Right.
That impressed me a lot.
That's like one of the best.
Yeah, he sat at the head.
Yeah, yeah.
So he sat at the head of the table. That was so fucking.
Whoever came up with
good.
That idea is
Yeah, I think Reigns has established himself as being extremely intimidating. Everybody knows it. I think that McIntyre needs to reclaim his title essentially. Mm. Like he lost it for like 3 weeks. So like he needs to win so you can actually affirm that the WWE champion deserves to be. Roman Reigns could fucking lose the belt and still everybody would be like, fuck Tribal Chief.
I think Roman Reigns makes the title important. I think
I'm not saying he doesn't, but I think he can afford to lose it more than
I do.
See,
we're
going to
find out.
I have too much long-term booking in my head.
Yeah.
And that's always what does me. I do long-term booking.
WWE doesn't. Why are you?
Yeah. I know.
But no.
Hire me, Vince.
No,
think of early Brock.
Excalibur, they are looking for a head writer right now. So you can, with your resume, you could be on it.
They don't hire fans.
Did you go to Harvard?
They don't hire fans. They want people that know nothing about
comedy writers.
Yeah,
exactly. I think that's the only thing that's
going
to
help.
That's all I got.
Right? Okay, fair. But all right, final thoughts. Let's start over here.
Final thoughts. I think the tag match is the best match tonight by far.
The New Day versus Street Profits. They're going to burn it down.
We already missed the best match, which is the gobbledygook.
But if they give them at least 10 minutes, if they short the tag match, it'll be a fucking shame.
That would suck.
But it's also right up their alley. So, hopefully they give the Battle Royal win to Big E and not Marcel.
That's what everybody's saying.
I was bullied.
He's a bully that beats up bullies.
Yeah, yeah. So then I went on this forum and I shit on everybody.
And last week I was hitting on a yoga instructor for no reason.
I just kept sliding instead of DMs.
I said I was going to beat up her husband. I don't know why I do these things.
But yeah, it should be an alright show. I really do not give a shit about Raw versus SmackDown. Like the concept of that, like the Team Raw. I don't really care.
I like the concept, but not this close to the draft. That's the problem. They don't have an identity yet.
No, they need.
That's
to,
the problem.
They need to
like,
make it
I've
for.
Always been against, so
they need to make it for something. Like if Team Raw, if your team wins, your brand gets the number 30 pick in the Rumble.
You like baseball, don't you? You love the baseball all-star game. That's what this is right here. I don't do exhibition. Fuck that shit.
But you might as well do it for something, or else it's like it's a dead concept. Unless you're going to go back to doing like Team Austin.
That's what
Team
I was
going to
say, and I think the brand split has killed that. Like this whole Raw.
Xavier Woods is so tongue-in-cheek every time he even talks about the brand split.
Well, because it's so stupid. It's there's been so many Survivor Series where, like, the first half hour, they'll be like, Raw's got 1 point. And then they're like, all right, Raw's got 5 points. And then they stop talking about it. Like, yeah. Why didn't you just have Team Tag, you know, whatever, Team EC, whatever.
Yeah.
The way that they used to do it. Yeah. Just have
make a captain. Be like, Team AJ versus Team...
Yeah, a top guy with
like who
we're going to go with.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least last year was interesting when they had NXT involved as well.
Last year's was really good.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Cool. Final thoughts, Mike Logan.
Final thoughts.
Now I don't know what
I
final
thought. I always say that. I agree with Plakowski. I think the tag match is going to be, like, if not the best, one of the best matches of the night if they give them more than 10 minutes. But I do think... I think Bianca Belair is going to steal the show during the Women's Survivor Series match.
Yes, she is. Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen, but
she's
going to push that girl to the moon, baby! That's it.
Final thoughts, Devin?
She's just here.
Mo?
Well, I'm not ready to give up my title yet. Again, I'm just not that confident, but I'm just excited about a good show. So... but yeah, I agree with the tag team's going to be good. Bianca Belair, same thing. I am excited for Roman and Drew. I think that's going to be a good match.
All right. Iron Mike, final thoughts.
Same as last pay-per-view, if you're only going to listen to one song on the Hulk Hogan album, the world just lost another Hulk.
You're like Paul Rudd bringing that fucking clip from back in the
final thoughts, Robert.
I mean, let's be real. The night can only go up since they gave the 24/7 championship to somebody called the Gobbledygook.
But the Gobbledygook actually
did Well, we're talking about this
The Gobbledygooker, that's what the Undertaker could have been. So
he was coming out of that egg. He was coming out of that egg.
Count your blessings.
As far as I'm concerned, the night can only go up from here.
or down.
Did you guys talk about what you think is going to happen with the Undertaker tonight? Because it's his farewell.
The final farewell.
We didn't even talk about it. Yeah, that's a work. There's no way that's fucking happening.
Yeah, we all know that's a work, right?
Fiend. Call it now. Fiend.
But he's never said it.
I mean, he has.
Never
been
gone to
going
Terry
around.
Funk level. Oh, man, like, this is my last match.
We're going to see Kane. I know
there's a lot. Yeah.
Somebody else.
I mean,
Savio Vega.
I mean, Undertaker, you know, or Mark Galloway, he's actually been going around.
You can't say that on TV. He's
actually been going around to different interviews, like the hot ones recently. And he's been peeling back the curtain and revealing what it's been like to just be in kayfabe all the time and stuff. So it might actually be like a final thing. Like maybe he'll tombstone somebody tonight, but yeah, I think it might be legit.
I would love to see him face to face with the Fiend. That'd be great. Mainly because I miss Alexa Bliss and she should be on this card because what she's been doing is just enthralling.
The only person I would pick over the Fiend would be Aleister Black, so he has something to do. Give my baby boy something to do.
Put him back to NXT like he wants.
He's married to Zelina Vega. They're not giving him a push, buddy.
No, I know that.
I'm like, that's Impact Wrestling.
Give him back to NXT and Papa Triple H and Shawn Michaels will take care of him.
But no, what I was going to say about Undertaker is I think legitimately everybody involved does think it's a retirement, because that's what I think with pro wrestling retirements is nobody's doing it as a work. They actually do think that they're like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah. But then in a year, someone's going to be like, yeah, you want $1 million to go to Saudi Arabia? They're like,
exactly. Like Shawn Michaels.
That's like I said.
Ric Flair going to TNA or something.
The only reason why I don't think it's a complete work is because of the fact that he's been going on the interviews and talking about,
and that's what
that's
I say.
The baby. Yeah.
I think they legitimately want it to be his retirement, but will it be in 2 years when this business is struggling?
Somebody will put him on the shelf permanently.
Somewhere busy man on back at podcast, and when you said that, he's like, "All right, it's working.
I worked it."
Vince
McMahon listens to anything. This is all about the WWE.
He's really not.
Well, I hope that's true. That will make my day.
You have one listener. It's Vince McMahon.
All right, my final thoughts are: thanks for listening, Vince. And be sure to check out that Liv Morgan WWE 24/7 coming up. It's a docuseries coming up. Speaking of behind the curtain and everything,
that does sound cool.
You see the many evolutions of her career from NXT throughout the different hair changes until now, where she's constantly crying
and
because of the booking.
Tongue.
So,
did they just
put that out?
I think they're releasing it this
tonight.
Yeah,
probably after pay-per-view.
So. That's cool. So, and we got a TV in the bathroom. because Mike Logan puts the ass in class when he hosts a party, you guys.
Three TVs, baby.
Woo! Three claps for him, and I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.